Welcome to Struck Inside Out, a new podcast where we talk about all things life, love, wellness, and spirituality. I am your host, Danielle Bertoli. I'm an author, a director of an alternative high school, a deep thinker and an even deeper feeler, and a lover of sharing my stories, truth, and vulnerabilities to help people live happier and more fulfilling lives. Do you ever think about the blessings of a single day? Do you take time before your day begins or at the end of your day to reflect on everything that makes you feel good and everything that's going well? Or if you're doing this at the end of the day, everything that went well in a single day? We tend to forget how powerful a single day really is. Days are often perceived through their label, and we go about our days depending on how we view those labels. So for example, Monday, which is the day that most people dread, but is actually one of my favorite days of the week, it's often perceived as dreadful, boring, and something that people are trying to rush through so they can get on with their day and week and closer to the end of the week. Wednesday is hump day, that midweek slump that proves to people that it's only 2 days after Monday, but only 2 days away from Friday. And if only they can just push through until Thursday, when they're going to have happy hour after work with their coworkers, when they're that much closer to being happy again, when it's Friday, when they're free from work and their responsibilities. And then Friday arrives, and most people try to do the bare minimum at their jobs because they're already envisioning what their weekend is going to look like and feel like, what they're going to do, who they're going to be with, and what they're going to experience. So essentially, most people are living for their futures. Most people are rushing through the present moment so they can get to the next thing. But think about how fast time moves and how even though some days feel as though they move slowly, when you're at the end of the week or the end of the month, when you look back at the week or month, it feels as though it's sped by in the blink of an eye. As we get older, time feels like it speeds up, and it's usually only in retrospect where we wish we didn't take the ordinary parts of our days for granted. Because it is those ordinary elements, or what we perceive to be as ordinary, that make up the grand schemes of our lives, that are some of the most essential part of our lives. It's truly in our small, day-to-day moments where the richness of our existence lives. If you think about some of the biggest highlights of your life, like graduating from school, meeting your partner, landing the job you always wanted, buying your first home, being on a certain vacation that you always dreamed of, or celebrating any huge milestone or anniversary or anything else that you consider to be a highlight. When you really think about it, those moments only last a few hours or days before you're back into a more normal and ordinary flow. So wouldn't the days between all of those highlights and accomplishments mean just as much, if not more, than the moments that we're always rushing toward in our desired futures? Wouldn't the everyday flow of life then have so much more value than we give it? I am really big on romanticizing my life. I love making the most out of each new moment, and I try to remember this mentality as much as possible when I'm stressed, overwhelmed, or simply catching myself believing that my future is going to be better than my present. Or when I get into that old programming system where I'm waiting for someone or something outside of myself to give me the joy, validation, peace, or love that I'm seeking, but know that I can create within. Romanticizing your life means that you remember how valuable and precious the present moment is. It's realizing that tonight or tomorrow are never guaranteed, and that this current moment is really all we have. If we're to rush this moment and wish it away in pursuit of what we believe will be better or more satisfying, then we're doing ourselves a great disservice by missing out on all of the beauty and love that's available to us right now. Because you don't want to be at the end of your life wishing that you worried less and simply enjoyed each moment of your life more. At the end of your life, you're always going to want more time to be in each moment, to hug a loved one just a little bit longer, to feel the sun linger on your skin, to tell someone you love them, to sip your morning coffee and just be grateful for having that morning to yourself, or to just be a more positive person or presence to everyone in your life. Every single day holds the potential to be as beautiful and extraordinary as you make it. The reason why we have good and bad days is all in how we choose to see those days. And yes, there are always going to be factors that are beyond our control that can happen at any time, but we set the tone in how we will respond to those factors through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We get to decide if we're going to label the day as good or bad, exciting or boring, or extraordinary or ordinary. There really is no outside world. There is only your internal one. If you think about it, there could be five people sitting in the same room, but each person is having their own individual experience. Each person is looking at the room through an entirely different lens based on how they're choosing to see it. Some look at the room through the lens of their past. Some view it through their biases and judgments. Some see only pain or hurt. Some see it as a stopping post before getting to the next thing. And the rare few may see it through the perfect present moment or through consciously creating the experience they want to feel within themselves. The landscape that you create in your mind and your heart at any given moment is life itself. Life is happening around you, but you decide what kind of life that is. Is it boring? Is it interesting? Is it routine? Is it fascinating? Is it hateful? Is it loving? Is it rude? Is it kind? Remember that your eyesight is your lens. Your emotions are your experiences. Your words cast spells. Your actions are your power. The more you can see yourself in the driver's seat of your life, the more responsibility you give yourself to create the life of your dreams. And the more you can choose to make that responsibility something fun and exciting, the more you're going to enjoy your life. Because why not? Why not experiment with seeing yourself, others, and your everyday world through a new lens? One that makes you feel grateful for this life and excited to be in this human body with so many unknowns that you have yet to experience. Because in the grand scheme of things, even though each day can feel long, we are here for a really short time. And if we know that the future version of ourselves is going to wish that we just enjoyed our lives more while we were living it, then why not just enjoy it now? Time is all we have, and time is what we have in this present moment. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about how much we can overcomplicate things, how much we can stress out over things that don't need as much concern, or things that we make up in our minds when we envision the worst case scenarios for our futures. We spend so much time in our minds worrying, judging, fearing, stressing, obsessing, when we can just as easily choose to drop into the expansiveness of our hearts and feel into all of the love, gratitude, joy, and peace that is eternally present too. Because just as easily as we can choose fear, pain, or sadness, we can also just as easily choose a higher thought or vibration to invest our time and energy into. Every choice that we make over time creates our habits, and our habits are the sum of our personalities. So if you got into the habit of being negative or fearing the worst case scenarios, you can choose right now to change that pattern. You just have to continuously bring yourself back into the thoughts, emotions, and energy that you want to feel and experience. Just like you have spent years becoming the person that you are today, you can continuously bring yourself into the energy of the new person that you want to be and become when you realize that who you're being now isn't serving you now or in the future. And it takes time and practice, but you can rewire your brain to think more positively and lovingly. You can rewire your brain to choose to highlight all of the good in the present moment and to see more of the love and beauty in your life and in yourself. Because there is so much love and beauty around us all the time. And I know I referenced this in my last podcast episode, but when I found out that I had a move and I was completely taken off guard by it, I chose momentarily to sink into fear, frustration, and sadness. I threw myself a pity party and I let myself feel all of that. I had to feel all of that. But since letting all of those emotions out, I have continuously chosen to remind myself that this could be the best thing that ever happened to me. This could be the first page of a whole new chapter of my life. This could be the next stepping stone that's going to get me to where I've always wanted to be or where I didn't even know I needed to be. And yes, there are many times throughout the day where I dip into some of those fearful thoughts, and that's okay. But I am choosing to bring myself back into where I want to be. And sometimes it helps to write little notes to yourself. Leave them on your desk. Leave them on the mirrors of your home. Put them on the nightstand next to your bed so that when you wake up and you go to bed, the first thing that you're going to see is the reminder of who you want to be and how you want to feel. There are so many things that you can do to keep yourself in the vibration of remembering that this present moment is where everything exists. So if you really want to step into your power as a creator of your life experience, I suggest really putting things in eye view that will constantly remind you of the new person that you want to be. And if you keep doing that and you keep bringing yourself back into that energy moment after moment, day after day, week after week, you're naturally going to become the more positive, expansive, and loving person that you're trying to be. Because by choosing to rewire your brain in all of those moments that it just wants to fall back into the comfortable pain, the comfortable sadness, the comfortable fear, then you're remembering that you have the power to choose how you're going to change those thoughts and patterns. You are consciously choosing in the present moment to rewire your thoughts so that you're more programmed to see the good, feel the good, and create the good. And the more that you can do that now, you're not only setting yourself up for a more positive and rewarding and exciting future, but you're just going to enjoy yourself and your life more now. So why not? If what you're doing now isn't serving you, if you're tired of being tired, if you're frustrated with your circumstances, if you dread work, if you are gossiping all the time or only really speaking about the things that bother you, you know, then of course that's going to be your experience. Of course, you're going to dread Monday because you don't want to see the coworker that pisses you off. Of course, when Wednesday comes, all you're going to think about is Friday and how you wish you were on, you know, happy hour on Friday at 5 o'clock already. When you're doing that, you are literally missing your life. You are literally wishing your life away. And not to sound morbid, but you might not even make it to the end of the week. And I don't mean to say that through a fearful lens, but more so just the reminder that this moment is all there is. And if you were to have an accident or if something were to happen, which God forbid that doesn't happen, and the chances are it's not going to happen, but when you can remember that there are so many unknowns, it really puts things into perspective to remember that if this would have been your last day, how would you have wanted to spend it? Would you have wanted to have been complaining about your boss, talking shit about your friends or somebody that pissed you off, or just complaining about all the things that you think are going wrong? Or would you have wanted to just be in the beauty that is your life right now? Would you want to choose to highlight the fact that you have a job that's giving you the money that you need to support yourself, to pay for your bills, to go out with your friends, to plan vacations, to donate to organizations that you care about? Or maybe choosing that you have your parents that are here and they're healthy and they're well and that you get to spend time with them. Or that you are healthy, you are well, you don't need to worry about going to continuous doctor's appointments. You don't need to be worrying that you're not going to make it to the end of the year, but that you can get up and stretch your body and breathe and work out and not have constant pain. Or can you just remember that the sun is out, that birds are chirping, that there's fresh air that you're breathing into your lungs, that you have friends and family, that you have life inside of you to make a difference and an impact in whatever way you can, big or small, in your everyday life? Because the truth is, the other morning I slept at my parents' house and we were sitting that morning, having coffee around their little fire pit. And in that moment, I was worrying about getting a new apartment and I was worried about my finances. And I was thinking about how I just want to be making more money and how I wish that I was already, you know, onto writing my second book and having a lot of more followers on Instagram. And that if only I had more recognition and if only a publishing company had picked me up and if only this, this, and this. And then I just said, stop in my head. I was like, stop. I am so fucking tired of wishing that I was somewhere else, of wishing that I had more money in my bank account, of wishing that things were a certain way for me to be happy, successful, to feel worthy. I'm just so fucking tired of it. And then I took a step outside of myself. And I was sitting with my parents and it was sunny and we're in our robes and we're sitting around a fire. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is beauty. This is love. This is success. I am so lucky to be in this moment with my parents that are healthy and well. My parents that love me and support me. That, you know, they want me to sleep over sometimes. They want me to sit there and have breakfast with them. You know, and even throughout that breakfast, when we're sitting outside, we're laughing, we're joking around, and they're telling me that if I need help, they can help me find, you know, the new apartment. If I need financial assistance, they're there for me. You know, they're offering things that they might not have. They're offering their time and their resources. They want to come with me to look at apartments. Like, isn't that beautiful in itself? Can that be enough for me? Can that be more than enough for me? Because I have to tell you, the older I get and the more that I do this work and the more books that I read and the more that I do the inner work, the more I realize that, you know, I can't stress this enough. This moment is really all we have and it's really all we need when we can choose to make it all we need. You know, because that script that we tell ourselves that, you know, honestly will always be there because it helps us get to the next thing. That script of wanting more, of feeling like we need more, of waiting for the next thing to bring us the happiness that we are choosing not to give ourselves right now. The more that we can let that go, or at least become aware of it as just background noise, and then remember to shift gears and tune into our hearts to really see in the moment what is beautiful, what is available to us, what we are grateful for, that is where you will make the shift from being somebody who is waiting for someone or something to give them the love, validation, worth, or joy that they're seeking, to becoming somebody who, no matter where they are, who they're with, what they're doing, they are their center of love. They are their center of peace. They are their center of self-worth. Because that's really it. That's the secret. You can shift from being somebody who's waiting for the external to give you what you want in the internal, or you can create your internal state to be exactly what you desire it to be. And then watch as your external world shifts as a result of doing that inner work, of bringing yourself back into the present moment, of choosing to see the love, of choosing to feel that gratitude, in choosing to highlight all of the love and the good and everything around you, even in the people that trigger you, even in the people that piss you off. If you raise your own vibration, if you choose to see them through a more loving lens, even if you just do it as an experiment, I promise you, those people start to shift. Their energy starts to change. Your experience at your job changes. Your experience in your relationships changes. Because as you tune your vibration and make it higher, you are changing the vibration of everything around you as well, whether those people or things are aware of it or not. They will follow suit because your healing energy on yourself is going to make an impact on the people around you. Because at the end of the day, everything is energy. People can feel things whether they realize that or not. So by doing the inner work, you're not just helping yourself. You are helping everybody that you come across in your day-to-day life. You're helping your family. You're helping your friends. You're just creating something that's going to be more enjoyable for yourself. So I hope that this message helps you raise your vibration, to remember your power, to stop looking at each day of the week through the lens of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, however you see those days, but just seeing it as a new day. It could be the last day that you experience. And again, not to say that through a morbid lens, but by remembering how temporary all of this is, it helps you try to make the most of the present moment as much as you can. And that effort, even though it might be hard and daunting at first, is so worth it. Because if you could spend 30 days consistently doing this work, I promise you, you will see miracles happening in your everyday life. And you know what? You are so worth it. You are so worth putting in the time and the effort to change the way you see yourself and your life. You are so worth those little moments of rewiring your brain so that you can have a life that is full of richness, abundance, love, and joy. So that you can always remember that you are the creator of your life experience. I am sending you so much love, and I hope that you take this episode and maybe re-listen to it whenever you need to. Send it to somebody who you know could use this message, and really try to create little miracles in your day-to-day life, not just for you, but for everybody that you come across and who was lucky enough to be in contact with somebody who has a high vibe, who sees life through the lens of love, and who knows that their gratitude is always at their fingertips. Sending you so much love always. Danielle. Hey, if you're new here to this podcast, I just wanted to let you know that if you're liking this podcast, that I have a book called Struck Inside Out, Essays, Meditations, and Poetry to help you heal heartbreak, embrace change, and love yourself. It is available on Amazon. There is also an audiobook that is available on Amazon for anybody who likes to listen to books more than reading them. I designed my book so that you can flip open to any page and read just short excerpts on life, love, wellness, and spirituality. My book is the sum of my life experiences from my early 20s to my early 30s. And it is filled with journal prompts, meditations, affirmations, and fill-in-the-blank mantras to help you not only read about my life, but reflect on your own to see where you can make changes, where you can elevate your perspective, and where you can bring in more magic and beauty into your everyday surroundings. And if you've already read my book, please, would you mind leaving me a review? I am trying to increase the number of reviews that I have on Amazon. It would mean the world to me if you can leave a star rating and also just a couple of words of how my book impacted you. These reviews help my book rank higher on Amazon's search engines, so it would be the greatest gift to me if you could just share a couple of words about how my words have impacted you. And also, if you like this podcast, please leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just do a star rating. Or if you're on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to podcasts, you can also leave a couple of words about how this podcast is impacting your life. Reviews give my podcast life. So if you could take a few moments, I read through all of them and they actually 100% change my day and put the biggest smile on my face. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you either grab a copy of my book or check out my website, struckinsideout.com, or follow me on Instagram at struckinsideout to see all of the offerings and everything else that I'm sharing in this space. As always, sending you so much love.